Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special episode of The Brendan Show. Hey, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I'm honored to be your high performance coach today with this episode. I've spent the last 20 years studying human behavior change and writing, coaching, and training literally at the top levels on the topics of motivation, focus, productivity, confidence, and more. My goal, inspired by my own personal journey, is to help you and my audience live, love, and matter, which means to feel more vibrant, more connected, and more fulfilled in every area of your life. That's what we're doing today. If you like today's episode, grab a screenshot and share it on Instagram. Just tag me at Brendan Burchard so I can see you and give you a shout out or a hello. And if you want to go to another level of personal development in your life this month, be sure to join me live every month in my coaching program. Just visit hpxcoaching.com to get signed up. I teach a brand new personal development session every single month, meaning it's like a personal development seminar for you live
every single month on the first of the month. And then after I teach that for about 75 minutes, then we do live breakouts where you get to meet new people, network with people, set your monthly goals, and establish real accountability for your growth. Listen, you know that expert guidance and real consistency and an inspiring community is critical to your growth. So join me this month on the first. Just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com. It's time to level up, my friend. It's time to take your year back. It's time to find that focus and that confidence and that vibrancy and that vibe again. Go to hpxcoaching.com and let me be your coach into fuller levels of high performance in every area of your life. Now, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Where you get in trouble, my friends. You got your goals, you got your dreams, even if you stack on a few, but here's what happens. People often move and get to number one. Maybe they get to number two. And then what happens is they got some success. Their confidence is higher. And then right about here, usually number two or number three on your milestones, other opportunities come up. You got some success and you go chase this other opportunity. It's because it's exciting. You got some success and then you chase another one, and 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 you might have some success here and some success here and some success here. You're doing good here. And your dream died because you got distracted on the path. Don't go off on a tangent right in the middle. Because that's where all the lost dreams happen. We have this big myth in America that people don't begin. No, they begin. And then they get distracted. And they go somewhere else. Or they do. They get all the way up here to success number one, which was what it really was stage one of their dreams. So they got to a big success, which used to be up there. But now they want to keep going. What happens is, from that first success, now they've got money or recognition. And then what do? I got new options. I got new opportunities. And again, they go over here, and they're stars. They're good. You know, they're high performers. They get stuff done. And they got this cluster of all this activity, but the dream is still left untended. Because they forgot the five moves of the next stage, because they should have gone, okay, now what? On the path of this dream, what's that next five moves on this dream? But they got successful. The easiest place to screw up achieving your dreams is when you first make it. And I don't mean you made it achieving the dream. I mean you got some money, made it, right? You got some choice. And sometimes with blessing comes a curse, which is now you have so many options and you're all over the place and you're not progressing towards that dream anymore. I see it in my industry all the time. Someone wants to be a writer, a successful writer, and they start writing and then they try to figure out the industry. And then around that industry, then they got to learn all these marketing things. And they try to do everything, but they just didn't ever write the book. They just didn't write the book. Stage one, write the book. And they just they're all messed up because they're learning activities. Listen to this. They get stuck in learning activities back here. They get stuck in the land of learning, which feels amazing. But sometimes the land of learning, what's really cutting right through the land of learning is those five moves, which is very specific, called the path of progress. Are you lost in the land of learning or on the path of progress? It's a good question to ask yourself. If you're on the path of progress, You're creating outputs that matter toward your dream. Actively, what's the word?
Actively.
Creating, what's the word?
Creating.
Productive outputs, what's the phrase? That matter. Are you stuck in the land of learning? Hey, we all got to be in the land of learning. Like, around the path of progress, the land of learning is always there. We're always learning. I'm not taking away your curiosity or your growth in any manner. I am here to tell you, be wary and careful to know when you are lost in too much learning at the expense of being on the path to progress. If you're trying to write a book and you're going to 50 seminars and 10 writers' workshops to learn how to write a book, and that was 100 hours you spent learning to write a book, but you didn't spend 10 hours writing the book, you're lost in the land of learning. You all follow so far?
Yes.
The path to progress would say, okay, I can be learning, but I'm putting pages out, man. I'm stamping out pages. Here we go. Pages. When I got in this industry, I saw that the greats had a lot of training material. I said, okay, I'm going to build training material. And full disclosure, my first trainings were pretty awful. Like, if you gave me this stage right here with this many people a decade ago, it'd been a hot mess. This room had been half empty on day two. But you all came back because I stayed on the path to progress. I said, okay, I'm going to keep doing seminars and learning about it. But I'm not going to just learn about them. I'm going to do them and be learning, doing and doing and doing and doing them. Because it's in motion that the great learning happens. In motion. And when I say in motion, I don't mean just doing stuff. I mean actively creating productive output. That's what real productivity is, right? The root of productivity is what? What's the word? Produce. Produce. The root of productivity is not learn. The root of productivity is not learn. The root of productivity is produce something. I measure people's weeks on, did you produce something this week? Yes or no? If you didn't, you're not on the path to progress. You're in the land of learning. That's the challenge I give myself. I can get to the end of the week, and my God, I could have spent 20 hours to learn Facebook ads, but I didn't create one damn Facebook ad. You got to get at it. You got to create that productive output. If you're not actively creating something that leads towards the dream, you're lost in the land of learning. And a lot of people wander years in that wilderness. Years. So I'm here to tell you, figure out the productive output. Break down the five moves.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Draw out your five moves from what you already think you know, because you probably already know the five moves. You haven't worked them enough yet. So what's the dream you were talking about earlier? You told the audience your dream and your why. Now, tell me your five moves. Take a few moments to come up with your five moves now. Once you have your five major moves, I want you to add one more element. What are your five major questions that you have to achieve this dream? Always know your primary questions to achieve any dream. What major questions do you have? I want you to have five moves and five questions. The questions don't have to overlap with the move necessarily, but what five big questions do you have that you would need to figure out to achieve that dream? Okay, so you got five moves and five questions. That's the goal we're after right now. Now, I have a question. How many of you really like what you're doing right now? This planning thing. See, if you tell people, do you like planning? They're like, ugh. I'm like, figure out your five moves and your five questions. They're like, I like that. I'm like, that's planning. And they're like, oh, I like planning. I didn't know. Here's the tell. If you're not excited about what you just did, this is not a real dream for you. I know it's friggin' late, but this is where high-performance coach Brennan gets a little direct with you. If what you just wrote down does not excite you, you are detached from that future identity or dream. You are not owning the goal. If you start thinking about that dream and writing about making it come into fruition, which is exactly what you just did, you wrote about making it come into fruition. And if you're writing about something, making it come into fruition, and it doesn't get you excited writing about that, wrong dream. If planning to achieve your dream does not excite you or motivate you, wrong dream. Tough truth to hear. And I know we could say, well, geez, Brenda, I'm just tired. That's true. Maybe you are tired. Maybe I'm being flippant. Maybe I'm wrong. But I've worked with a lot of people. I've sat right next to them. I said, let's plan this out. And they start planning it out. And you could say, well, Brendan, no, they're just getting their analytical head. I'm like, maybe. But I've gotten to plan with the titans, the big names. And I'll tell you, when they're planning, they're engaged. I mean, I'm talking about. I mean, they're right there. They're like dorking out about it. They're excited. They're like, damn, look, if I did this tonight. And they're like piecing together the thing is as exciting as achieving the thing. The journey, not the... Yeah. So if planning the journey doesn't get you moving, you might be moving to the wrong destination, my friends, and it's worth visiting. Now, if you are just tired, that's totally fair too, right? I don't know. Maybe you're just like, well, Brennan... Because some people do, they dress their learning like, oh, Brennan, tell me what I have to do. So, because you learn to hate homework. But this isn't homework. This is your dream. When you plan the dream, you bring the
joy.
I'm telling you, when my pen hits the paper planning a dream, I'm practically shaking because I got it so real. And I want to feel that dream. And it's why almost every dream I've had my entire life, I've gotten really close to or had already. And people say, you're so young looking. My God, how did you do it? I'm like, the same thing I'm teaching you now. Because I learned that from high performers. I told you, I'm just a ripple effect from people I learned from. And I'm sharing the best of what I got for you here. How many people are pretty excited about their five moves, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you are. So stand up, put your stuff on the floor or on the chair. Let's get some of that energy back in so that we know, is it the dream that's not it? Or are you tired? And you should know the difference, okay? Here's what I encourage you to do. When you do planning activities, get yourself amped up for that as much as you do anything else in life, right? When I'm backstage, Mastermind members will tell you, when I'm backstage, I'm skipping, I'm jumping, I'm moving, I'm breathing backstage. Guess what I do before a brainstorm session? Same damn thing. It's like planning, that's a performance art. How many follow? That's real. You got to get there. Everyone say, I'm here.
I'm here.
10 left, right. Shake them. Thank them for being here.
All right. Hey, my friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to go to another level, don't forget, go to hpxcoaching.com. Let me be your coach. Let me spend the first of each month with you, giving you a personal development seminar. Let me help you get unstuck, break through your emotional blocks, find your real clarity, your real passion, your real purpose, and implement the habits that you know you need to implement. Change your life by getting a coach, getting some expert guidance. Listen, you got as far as you could get. You're here. You've achieved so much in your life. But to go to another level requires another level of mindset, another level of discipline, another level of direction and community and consistency. And that is what my coaching program is all about. So go to hpxcoaching.com. And listen, if you're ready to go to a whole other level, I'm hiring. Please go to brandon.com/hiring for our open roles. I got a big secret project that we are rolling out, and you'll only find information on that at brandon.com/hiring. We've got, I don't know, 10 or 12 open positions there. If you ever wanted to work with me, if you wanted me to be your leader, you wanted me to literally employ you and help you grow in your career and do what we do, serving this mission of helping people around the world achieve their dreams faster, helping them improve their lives. We live every day as a team to do that, and we are currently hiring. We're building out a new product, and we need some people to help us do that. Brandon.com/hiring. If you don't know how to spell my name, don't even think about it. We're looking for people who are pros. If you're interested in internship with me, don't go there. We're not hiring interns. If you're interested in starting your career with me, don't go there. We are an A team here. We've got people who are really experienced. So if you're new to personal development or you're new to marketing, you're probably not going to be the person we're looking for. We're looking for people with at least 3 years of professional experience in a lot of different roles, because we take this role very seriously. We get to change lives, and millions of them, every single day. That's the work. So we're looking for real pros, top of your game, ready to come on to an organization that reaches just as many people in the world as any other personal development influencer or trainer on the planet. And we'd be excited to have you join us in a big new initiative we're rolling out for the beginning of the year. I can't even tell you any more about that. Go to brandon.com/hiring if you'd like to work with us. And if you just want to go to another level and have me as your coach, not your boss, go to hpxcoaching.com so I can give you a brand new personal development session this month to help you set your goals, get on track, get unstuck, and achieve your ultimate difference. Go to hpxcoaching.com. for that. Thanks again for listening to The Brandon Show. You all mean so much to me. I have so much coming out in the next couple of months for you here that's going to be unique and special, and I know you're going to love it. So keep your head up. I know it's been a hard year. Please remember, as always, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brandon. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like listening to her episodes. I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.